We are learning Mesechtes Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. We learned in the Mishnah that Kvashim Shadarkim Losis Sechan Yayin is Osir Ba'achila, not Osir Ba'hano. We're talking about pickled vegetables that they soak, and it says if you put in wine, then it's Osir. Shal is, you have to know why it's not Osir Ba'hano, which really the Gemara is going to discuss a little bit. So tomorrow, Amar Cheskia, Loi Shonu El Shadarkon. The reason why it's only asked about achila and asked about noah is because we don't know for sure they put wine in. That's the derech, they put wine into kvashim. Aval biyadua, but if you know for sure they put wine in, also filled by noah, it's also even by noah. Aye, umayishtom amurius, the show rabbanon by noah. We had in the Mishnah before, machlekesh ameir and rabbanon about murius, if it's also by noah or not. And we say, if you're rabbanon, it's mutta by noah. So the reason why Murius Shara Rabbanon Bahano, the Hosam Lavuri Zuhuma, there the wine is put in only to take away the fishy taste, and therefore it's also Le'ibud. Hacha, by the Kvashim Suke Taima, to make it a better tam, a better tasting vegetable, they put it in, therefore there's an Issa Hano. That is one man, that's a Shlok, that's the Chizkiya. Rav Yechon argues in this. Rav Yechon Amar, the opposite. I feel be a dua nami mutter. Here, even if you know it's mutter, umayistom amuris the Rav Meir da asabahana. Rav Meir holds muris da asabahana. And here, everyone will agree it's mutter, but I don't even know for sure. The answer is, like the one on top of Lam Tasim Ralev, hosom yediyah mamashoy. Hachol yediyah mamashon. There, what do you do with muris? With muris, you dip your bread in and you eat the actual muris. So there, If you're a mayor that holds that the wine is a problem, so that's also by no also. Mashenkin over here, by the case of the kvashim, you don't drink or eat the wine. You eat the vegetable that has in it that's soaked in wine. So therefore, it's a little better, and there it's possible to say that there it's muta banala kuliyama, and that's shita of Rav Yochanan. The even be a dua that there's wine in there. It's not called mamashus, and it's muta bahano. So the Gemara writes, it's in the Mishnah that if you buy fish that's cut up into pieces or tzir, she'im by doga, the halacha is it's asa ba'achila. Now, what exactly is tirius trufa? So the tirius trufa means crushed up fish, but the Mishnah says like this. After that brings the Mishnah kvash, the tirius trufa of tzir she'im by doga kilbis, she tells by ba'achiluk all asa. So first thing one wants to know exactly, we'll have to discuss all the tirius trufa later. That'll be later on, discussed later on. First thing we're going on the word chiluk in the Mishnah. What exactly is chiluk? Ma chiluk, omram nach ba'ab, omrav, zu sultainis. That's a certain type of fish. It's called sultainis, which is a kosher fish. It doesn't have fins and scales right away, but when it gets bigger, it grows it. But you sometimes they trap it and they take it out of the water before it even grows its fins and scales. So it's still mutav achila, therefore it's not a problem. So why is it asav achila? Because a lot of times non-kosher fish comes along with it and you can't tell the difference because right now it looks like a non-kosher fish. Therefore, unless you buy chilik from someone who you know is makbar on this, you can't buy chilik from a guy. Why not? Because of they mix it. We had before that if it's a uman, you could buy it from them because they're makbar to make sure that the chilik is 100% pure sardines and nothing else in it. Tana Rabbanan. Ain't lo yachshav. Took my fish now. Fish that don't have the simone tahira right now does not have fins and scales, which the pasuk says that if it has, kol shiyesh by snappy vikaskeses is mutter to eat. All fish that have fins and scales mutter to eat. But let's say it doesn't have right now. But also the god lachas mankan hasol toynis va'off. It's two type of fish that they grow the fins and scales afterwards. Halacha is that kosher. Harei zeh mutter to eat. Yes, the opposite is true also. Yes, yachshav. Right now it has. It has fins and scales, but also the hosher. But it falls off. Take it out of the water. It does not come out with the fins and scales. Kagoyin, like the fishes that the fish that are called akunis, va'apunis, ketavsiyais, vaktavsiyais, va'atunis. We don't know what these fish are, but different type of names of fish. These fish are all mutter, and basically we take the rule to other fish as well that even though it does not have fins and scales when it comes out, it's still mutter. Achris rabavoa bekesri kirve dogim v'uberim. The stomachs of fish and the eggs, nikochim ekolodom. You can buy it from every person, even though obviously eggs don't have fins and scales. You don't know if it's a kosher fish or not, but you can buy it from every person. Cheskosom ein abam elma pulusa vaspanya. You know, because in Kesri, in this Medina, you knew that it only came from pulusa vaspanya. These and there's no fish, there's no non-kosher fish in those waters. Ki hodam abaya, hai tzachnasa, the bab nahara, the fish from Bab Nahara. Tzachon is actually Chilik that comes from Bab Nahara. Shari Yemayatayim Ilum Hashem Derodifei Maya. So Moritz wants to know why exactly do these places, how do you know for sure that it's only kosher fish in these places, in these waters? Maybe there's non-kosher fish in the waters. So Moritz wants to know exactly how do you know? Maytime Ilum Hashem Derodifei Maya, because the water, the current's very strong. V'hai dog tamei, and a non-kosher fish can less the chut shed, doesn't have a chut shedra, but duch di v'mayla matzikai, and therefore it cannot survive in this current. V'alkachazino the kai, see they do survive, so it can't be a raya that it's kosher fish. We know the non-kosher does not have a chut shedra, but the ma'isa, you see, they still survive in a strong current, so it can't be the reason why we know that it's only kosher fish. Elad mashum the milichi, it's very very salty here. Since it does not have scales, so if it doesn't have these scales, it cannot survive in the salty waters. We see that it does survive. We see plenty of very salty oceans that has non-kosher fish. The mud over there and these rivers cannot support the ecosystem of the non-kosher fish, and therefore we know there's no non-kosher fish over there. Omra vina ha'idna koshafchi bein nahar guzov nahar gaman gamdo hasirit today, that into the Bab Nahara that come other waters. So then you're right that the Bab Nahara itself cannot cultivate this type of fish, but lamaisa you get fish from other rivers, and therefore it's awesome. Omra bay hay chamro di yamam, the donkey of the water. The Gemara says in other places that it's in Pesach Chum, that's Kuchav Zayin. Whatever we have by Yabasha, you have Yam. And whatever you have Yam, you have Yabasha. Chutz Mela Choldo. So since we have a donkey on the land, the Ishtra Musig as the donkey of the water. We're not sure what this is exactly, but it's some kind of fish that looks like a donkey. So Loche is Chamra the Yam, Shari, is Mutati, because it has fins and scales. Tura the Yam, the axe of the water, also. Misimonech, and a simon to remember this, tamei tar, which means the tamei by us, the chamar, is tar in the water. And tar, which is the axe, is tamei in the water. Om Rav Ashi, shvar nuna, the fish called shvar nuna means fish. Shvar nuna is shari. Kodesh nuna is asr. Now how do you remember? Nesimonech, kodesh Hashem. Just like kodesh means it's set aside for Hashem. So the kodesh nuna you can't eat because that's a simon. It's just like it's hektish, you can't eat it. Tais has a different girsa, the opposite girsa, that Shvar Nuna is Osir and the Kodesh Nuna is Shari, and Simonich is Kodesh Yisrael Hashem. That Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, so it's Kodesh Yisrael could eat it. Igad Amri, another version, Kever Nuna is Osir. The Simonich and Simon to remember that the Kever Nuna is Osir is Simonich Kivri Evaruchavim, that the Kvar Ruchavim Amatame, so you know that Kever Nuna is also a good simon, right? The Kever Vikom is Vatama, so Kever Nuna is also. What's the kasha?
They're not
as much as Yisrael, so if anything, say Kever Yisrael. Evikom is Vatama, but Maga Masa, but not but oil. So why would that be the simon? It's a pellet. So Be'etzim, Tois says different Girsa, and Tois Girsa is that Kever Nuna is Shari, and Simonich Kever Vikom, Enim Tam Boil. It's very good Shema. That's Tois Girsa is Kever Nuna Shari is Mutter. And the simon is kever v'chavim, which is mutter, but oil. But how you learn the gears we have?
So they argue in the mitzvahs, what's kosher, what's
not? Yeah, the argument mitzvahs, the kever nuna. It's a good thing we don't know what it is, so it's not a big machlokes of mitzvahs. But yeah, the argument is kosher or not. And lemaisa, the Tosfos Merima Brina says a different pshat in our girsa, this way to read it, they read it like this. That's dag, that the name is kever nuna, is only for goyim. That's the chiv simon. The fish called kever is for dafka for goyim. So the Marvayt Rekiva Ikla La Ginzik. We had this before. Rekiva went to Ginzik. They asked a bunch of questions, three questions. Now again, Rekiva Isla Ikla Ginzik. Asuli Kame Hu Nuna Davadami the Chipusha. They brought him a fish, and it looked like the non-kosher fish called the Chipusha. So Chafye Bidikula. They covered it with a basket. And Chazabe Kafi, and they saw it had fins. Fins came off. Vesharye. It was matter because this fish, you know, looked like chibusha, was kosher. Rav Ashi ikla l'tamudarya. Asoye l'kamei hu nuna dava dami l'tzlufucha. He brought him a fish that looked like the tzlufcha. Naktil hadiyemi. He held it up to the sun. Chaz dava beit simchi. It had, like, looked like it was growing scales. So therefore, he was matter. Sharye, he was matter. Rav Ashi ikla hu asra. Asa kamei nuna davadoyme l'shvar nuna. Now remember, before we had that shvar nuna is actually a kosher fish. So we have to learn for our girsa. Asur kamei nuna davadoyme l'shvar nuna. Chafya mishkulei chaviri, covered with a white basket. Chozer bei kalfi, saw had fins, had scales, b'sharia is matirat. Now, the other two cases we just had were looked like a non-kosher fish, and then he found the scales. Here, Lefizah means it looked like kosher fish, and Taka was kosher. So, Lefi Taisus Gers is better. Because Taisus was Gers before, that Shfar Nuna is the one that's Aser. And the Kosh Nuna is Shari, so Lefi Taisus Gers is a little more Geshmak, that's Shfar Nuna, you know, brings Zariah. Taisus brings Zariah. This Taisus of Maskal Hakasina brings this Zariah from the Gemara. He says, the Chay Mash was Savak, the Maisa, he Uvda, the Isa, who Nuna, the Domi Leshvar Nuna, Basta Avi, who Domi Lechepusha Vatsavucha. So Taisa brings his Raya, it's Gval de Geraya, that Triak Girsa, the Shvar Nuna is the non kosher fish, and the Kosh Nuna is the kosher fish. So the Gemara Vait, Rabbi Achad Iklo Akra Dagma. Rabbi Achad went to the city called Akra Dagma. Kariblu Tzachna, so they gave him the Chiluk fish, which we said it depends if it's mixed with other things. Shame Lehu Gavra, the Karle Bati. He heard a guy recalling him Bati. Man, this fish, Be'etzem, he had no reason to think there was any non-kosher fish in there because it was a place where they only had chilek, or it shouldn't be kosher. We heard someone calling it Bati, and Bati is a non-kosher fish. Omar, the korele Bati, shvami no dover tome yispe. It must be something not kosher in it. They didn't eat it. It was at night. Let's start from the morning. Ayin ba ashkama dover tome. Taka found in the dover tome. Kari and afshel. Yuna tzadik kolavan. That Hashem makes sure that for tzadik, nothing happens, no avirus happened to him. So the Gemara Vayta. If you ever heard of the Sugya of Dov HaCharef, this is the headquarters a little bit of the Sugya of Dov HaCharef here and in Mesechta Schulim. It's only two lines. Va'koyrech HaChiltas. It says in our Mishnah that you cannot buy a little round thing of Chiltas, which means a little piece of Chiltas. A koyrech HaChiltas, like you have koyrech HaLavayna, a little speck of it. I'm not sure the right, correct English word. Someone can help me out with the article. Let me do what it's called. Grain? A grain, right? Grain of chiltas, a little piece of chiltas. Chiltas is a very strong spice. It actually could burn the stomach of a behemoth if it eats the spice raw. So, akarish chiltas. My time, why can't you buy chiltas, the spice chiltas, from the guy? So, my time, I should maf slaves akinim, because they cut it with a tray for knife. Now, pastors, Rashi in the Mishnah says, what type of knife, what's wrong with the knife? Because the knife is dirty. So you cut up this tray for knives. And even though we all know it's tamfgam is mutter, and here it's pogum because ain't be yoimai. Agav churfei de chiltzei mechayil el shamrusei. Agav the churf and makes it back into ben yoimai. V'havlik a nois tam v'shvach v'aser, and it's a nois tam v'shvach and it's aser. And pashtus the gemara sounds like Rashi also. It says shamrusa. But the other Rishayim learned the problem with chiltzei is that it could take out the blias of the knife, even if it's just blias and not shamnunas. That's the way other Rishonim learn. So with common physical gemara, you see that even an ene ben yoimai knife, you cut the onion, it comes out, and not only that, it makes it into the ben yoimai. But it's not an onion here, it's a chiltas. That's the only problem. It's not an onion, it's a chiltas. So does the onion the same thing like a chiltas or not? So there's a rosh over here in Simul HaMeches, says, Sha'alti es Rabbeinu Meir, that's a Rav Rutenberg, al tzinoin shenechta basaka shavachov. What about a tzinoin, a radish, that was cut with a knife of a goy, she'ein ben yoimai? So what's the halacha? So v'zeh lo shoyin tshuvasoi, v'al tzinoin. We know that the Ram Rutenberg was in jail. This is very possible. This tshuva happened in jail. I'm not sure. And he brings down that Masha also a sefer aturuma. I feel tsenoin v'krishinu betzalim, which is onions, and he was done with the charei shechiltas. He says I heard people argue on that. And Lamaisi ends off. He says va'af apishani moirik a sefer aturuma. I pass on this. Ain li limchos biyara noyagim heter. And he brings this right. He says, you know why? Because chiltas burns the stomach of a behemoth. We don't find that krishim b'tzolim are so strong, what's nine, and therefore, it's a big shaila if you have the idea of dov acharef. Dov acharef has two characteristics. First of all, it can pull out blias, even though it's cold. There's no heat over here. And number two is, it takes the ina b'yayim, makes it into a ben yayim. So that's a shaila. If you have it by other things as well, only by chiltas, it's a big machlokes of shoinim, and therefore, it's used sometimes as a tziruf in halacha. Yeah, and you can't tziruf yourself in halacha. Zot gemara vayit. We are continuing with Daf Lamed Tes, and we're 2/3 of the way down the Amud. Avdei de Rab Levi, Avkamazav Mechiltasah. the Eved of Rav Levi was selling Chiltasah. We know Chiltasah is a big problem because if you buy it from a guy, it has blias in it. It has a dirty knife or from a clean knife that has blias. So the Rav Levi's Eved used to sell Chiltasah. That was his business. When Rav Levi died, now the master's not around. Maybe you don't trust Eved. Eved devad is considered a yid, but he's Am Haaretz, and maybe you can't buy from Am Haaretz. Also, a real Am Haaretz, like an Eved who's chashud for stealing. Also, come made Rabbi Yechanan. Omrulei Maral Mizvenei. Could we buy from him? Amalu Avdei Shachaver Ekachaver. Since he's an Eved of a Chaver, he's like a din of a Chaver. Rav Huna Bar Miyem is often tchilta manchi the basis of Rav Amram Chasida. He used to buy tchilas from the wife of Rav Amram Chasida. Also, come made Rav Yosef. Loyav Yodei. After the husband died, he didn't know if he's allowed to continue buying from the wife of Rav Amram Chasida. So also, come made Rav Yosef. Yodei didn't know what the answer. Pagabei Chanan Chayta. So Chanan Chayta met him and said, "Omle Yosef Anya Menolei. How should Yosef only know anything?" It's a little schwer how he said that about Rav Yosef. But diav uvda, there's been a tchilta manche the base Rav Noah Achud Rav Chia Baba. I bought tchilas from the wife of Rav Noah Achud Rav Chia, the brother of Chia Baba. But I saw him made Rav Mas. Then I asked Mishael, "Could I buy from the wife?" Lo Rav Yod didn't answer me. Also, come made Rav Yuda Magrun Yomli Nof Nefalta Liad. You came to me. You came to the right place. I know the answer. Hachem Shmuel Eishes Chaver Arei Kachaver. The wife of a Chaver is like a Chaver. The Tana Rabbanon, Eishes Chaver Arei Kachaver. The wife of a chaver is the din of a chaver. Now, what's a chaver mean? A chaver means someone who is trusted that he takes off chumas and maestris, he eats betaira. And in order to be a chaver, you have to makab in front of three people that you're going to be like a chaver. But the halacha is that an eishes chaver has din like a chaver. We are having kabbalas chaveros. Av the shel chaver ek chaver. What about if he dies? Chaver shemeis ishto yavon of nebeis arei meches kosam achi chashtu. They're mecheskes chaver until you have some reason to be chash them. Mechein chotzer shemoichem by tcheles hold the thing entirely. If a chotzer sells tcheles and that chotzer gets tcheles from other different suppliers, harei meches kosam achi tovasal. They're meches kosam to sell kosher tcheles until it's possible. Tcheles is one of those things that you had to have a very good hechsher because it's very expensive to have tcheles, and people used to use other type of blue dye in order to make it look like tcheles, so you had to have a good hechsher, and there was a lot of chashas when it came to tcheles. Torah Rabbanan, Eishes Am Haaretz Nisu L'Chaver. Eishes Am Haaretz that afterwards got married to a chaver. V'chein Bita Shal Am Haaretz Nisu L'Chaver. A daughter of Am Haaretz married a chaver. V'chein Avdei Shal Am Haaretz Nimkul L'Chaver. Kulon Tzrichin L'Kabel D'V'Chaveris. Since they're brought up with Am Haaretz, either as a wife of Am Haaretz, or a daughter of Am Haaretz, or a Eved of Am Haaretz, they have to Mekabel D'V'Chaveris. Just marrying the Chavers and make them into a Chaver. Aval, Eishes Chavers Shal Am Haaretz, V'chein Bita Shal Chavers Nishet Lam Haaretz. Someone's Eishes Chavers married Am Haaretz, or a Bita Shal Chavers married Am Haaretz. V'chein Avdei Shal Chavers Shal Am Haaretz. Ain't no Tzrichin L'Kabel D'V'Chaveris Chathil. Don't have to Mekabel D'V'Chaveris. Div Rabbi Meir. That's what Meir says. And the Derech Emunah is Medayik from Rashi, that it means dafka when they go back to the chaver. While they're married to the amara, it's a kuli yama moida, you're not called a chaver. It just means you don't lose your chaverah status because you married amaretz. Rav Yehudai ma'afen tzrich l'kabel d'v'chaveris chila. If you marry amaretz, you have to redo your chaveris, even if you don't marry a chaver afterwards. You become like amaretz now. V'chein Rav Shimon Lozo Omer, ma'isa b'isha achas, shenisas l'chaver, she was married to a chaver, v'isa k'sheras l'tfilin, al yodah, she used to put tefillin on him. This is the Muchas, when he got married to the tax collector, he was like Kishrei Muchas al Yodei. She used to tie the receipts for the Muchas on his hand also. So basically, she does whatever her husband wants. And L'chayr, we just said everyone agrees when you're married to the Am Haaretz, then you're not a Chaver. But they're saying like this, she's so dedicated, she actually tied the Kishrei Muchas, to go back to the Chaver, she has to have new training, and she has to Mekabel Chaveris again, if she wants to have the head of being consider a chaver. It's a big shayla over here. If it's nothing to do with our sugya, that's those for the oldest Zaytik raid bites. If tefillin, could a lady tie tefillin onto a man, that works or not, but we're not going to go into that now. But there is a shayla in this Gemara. It's a kasher's like tefillin. There is a shayla for the local raid bites.